This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1147. I get that. How to identify with someone who's struggling in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What can you say to show empathy to someone in English when they share that they are having a hard time? Today, find out the phrases, plus hear stories about Lindsay and Michelle's first weeks abroad.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling great today. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just excited. Like, the weather's getting better and, you know, just that good time of year where it's so light out at night and things like that. It's just really good. So,
yeah,
are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's so true. I went out for a beer last night with a friend of mine just down the street in Kendall Square, Cambridge, and I was walking home and I was like, wait, it's warm out. Like, it feels warm.
Weird.
It's 10 p.m. and it feels so nice. I don't have to have a jacket on. It was amazing.
Really? It was that warm? It wasn't even that warm here.
Well, I was wearing like a vest and I didn't need sleeves. It was like, I don't know, maybe it was like cloudy, so there was a cover.
Yeah.
I don't know, but definitely felt like spring.
Yay! So that's exciting.
Yeah. So what are we getting into, Michelle, today?
Well, today we have a question from a listener who is on fire with asking great questions. This is Lynn. And Lynn, I think it was maybe last week we did this one.
Yeah.
Lynn asked about the phrase to be on a kick.
Yeah.
So Lynn had written in with two questions. So we are going to do the second one today because it's also a really good one. So thank you, Lynn, for those questions. Lindsay, could you read it for us?
Yeah, I would say that Lynn is on a question kick, right?
Ah, that's right. On a good question kick.
So guys, go back and listen to that episode if you did not catch that one. But let's read today's question from Lynn. So she says, my second question is, I heard Michelle say, I can identify with you. Does it mean I agree with you? Hope you can help me. And Lynn. Okay. Great.
Okay. That's another good one. You did it, Lynn.
Great. Guys, we love your questions. So send them in to lindsay@allearsenglish.com or you can always leave them in your review, right? Yes.
Yes, for sure. Thank you. Mm. But before we get into that, we wanted to talk about something really exciting, right, Lindsay?
Yes, guys. I want to warn you. This is a warning.
It's exciting and scary.
Warning. It's scary because ticket sales are closing for our Japan, our Native English Power weekend on May 1st at 11 p.m. So that is tomorrow. Today is Tuesday, the end of April. Tomorrow's May 1st.
I believe. And guys, go get your ticket. We have a group of native speakers that are excited to join us. They are ready to go. We have amazing students who have joined, and we are working on finishing up your prep course, which you're going to get when you register. Okay. So guys, it is going to be a way to find your English power with us in Tokyo at the end of May. Go and get your tickets.
For sure, for sure. Oh my gosh, that is just too exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, Michelle. You're going to see the photos. Last year, we had some great photos. It was just so much fun. And the confidence that students were able to find was remarkable after the weekend.
That's great. That's great. Well, have a great time. And everybody, I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. And before I just want to let you guys know where to go to get those tickets, because that would be important.
Yes.
Go to allearsenglish.com/Japan to get them. Remember, sales close tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Do it.
All right. So Michelle, so I guess today we're talking about this concept of like identifying with someone or agreeing. Are we talking about, did you mean I agree with you when you said I can identify with you?
I wouldn't really say that this is about agreeing with someone per se. Like, I definitely would use this phrase. Obviously, that's how the listener heard it. I think I say it more if I've been through a similar life experience as someone. To me, this phrase is about showing empathy or showing that you're similar in some way. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I don't think it's exactly about agreeing with someone intellectually, like about the facts that they're stating, right? It's not like, a math problem, yes or no, it's true or it's false. No, it's more about like, I can feel what you're feeling, like I've experienced something similar.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this episode, guys, is about empathy, really, and expressing that empathy through this phrase. And we've done a lot of episodes on empathy before.
empathetic
episodes. Yeah, I know. I was like, getting all mixed up there. So Lindsay, what are some of the ones that our listeners can go ahead and listen to?
Oh man, guys. Yeah. Go to 481 and you're getting a lot of expressions to express empathy, really. Go to, let's see, 879. That's another one, 712, 519, or 502. And guys, it's super easy if you're listening inside the iOS app just to type in the number at the top of the search bar. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to download that app.
Yeah, those are our empathetic episodes. So let's talk about this phrase. So I can identify with you. Again, it means that someone can feel something because they have had a similar experience, or they understand you in some way. So let's do a couple examples, Lindsay. Well, I guess one example here. Okay, Lindsay, go ahead.
Okay, I've been so tired lately. It's because I have such a long commute.
Oh man, Lindsay, I can identify with you. Yesterday, it took me 2 hours to get home.
Oh, that sounds awful.
So did that sound natural to you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, absolutely. I think, I can identify with you is a good way. And I'm sure we're going to talk about a few other ways to say it too here.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, that's exactly what it means in my mind.
Yeah, I think it really shows empathy and it helps you connect through these shared experiences. Like I could have said to Lindsay just, oh, it took me 2 hours to get home. And yeah, like it would have been obvious, right? I'm kind of relating to her in some way, but this phrase really just adds to it. I think it really signals that I'm going to share my experience and how it's similar.
Yeah, I agree, Michelle. This kind of adds to, so it takes the extra step. It helps you take the extra step to really try to bridge that connection with the person. And that's why we're here, right? Being explicit about the fact that you empathize with someone can really help that connection become stronger faster.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but how else can we do this, right? So we have that one phrase. Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about I can identify with you, you can also, it might not just be with you. It could be I identify with her, I identify with them, right? So it can be about, you know, identifying with anybody, right? So it doesn't have to just be when you're talking to one person, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, or with a thing. Like you could say, oh, I can identify with that. I completely identify with that thing that you just
that
told
experience,
me.
That thing. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. This is good. But something else you can say is, I can relate to you. Also super common.
Yeah. That's a good one. Also, I hear you.
Ooh, I like this one. I like this one.
Yeah. That one. And that one is kind of like can be used in many, in a couple different ways, I think, but definitely in this way, is a really powerful way to be like, I hear you because, right? I identify, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. I can really, well, yeah. I'm just saying all the other expressions. That's why you can tell that they're natural because I'm using them to define each other.
I think you are a person with high levels of empathy, Michelle.
And you do?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely you are, for sure.
Thank you.
So that's probably why your episode is right up your alley, I think. Yeah, definitely.
Thanks. Yeah. What's another one, Lindsay? Mm-hmm.
Stop hesitating, stop forgetting words, and start speaking naturally. If these are your goals for 2024, then get ready for our B2 English Fluency course coming very soon. It will help you complete all of these goals in a clear study plan. The course will be available soon, but you can take action today by completing our fluency quiz. To get your fluency level, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. See you there.
I get that. Yeah. And this one I've been using a lot lately. For some reason, it's in my lexicon. It's like, it's something that's in style for me personally. Like, I get that, or I totally get that. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I get it. We could also say, yeah, I get it. Makes sense. Makes total
sense. Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's good. I think the important thing is to, you know, if possible, follow up with a reason. Like, why can you identify with me? Why can you relate to me? Right.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the thing. I mean, yeah, you could just say, oh, I hear you or something like that, but it's kind of like missing something. So I think these phrases are just kind of the first part in a way. Mm. So I think it's good. It's helpful if you can, if you're comfortable to complete the thought. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially with like, as the situation, if it's more serious or more heavy, if the person needs more support, right? Like, depending on how much support the person needs, you can add more information, right? So if it's just something really quick, you know, saying something like, oh, I hear you, no problem, or I get it, I've been in that situation,
exactly.
Just move on. But then if it's something more serious or more heavy, or they just need you more, you could say more.
I think that's a really good point. Yeah, so that's a good way to kind of decide if you want to add on to it.
Yeah, I love it. Michelle, you don't think you have high levels of empathy? Do you not agree with me?
No, I actually do. I know that I do, but yeah. I'm surprised that you know. Like, how do you know? Like, how did you know that?
Michelle, we've been working together for 4 years. I just know.
That's funny. No, I almost like... Yeah, I think I have like almost, they're almost too much sometimes. Oh,
yeah, that's a thing too sometimes. That can be a thing for people. But no, I think you do. So it's a gift. I think mostly it's a gift to be an empath because, you know, it's a way to go through the world where you understand what other people are feeling.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I take it as a compliment.
All right.
Let's just do some examples where like, just, you know, like the following up the phrases. So for example, if I said, oh, I can identify with her situation because I also switched schools when I was young. It was really tough, right?
Yeah.
So there you are giving your reason. And this is, as you can tell, like a more heavy situation sounds like. And what's another one, Lindsay?
Okay. So you could say, I hear you. It's not easy to meet the right person. It took me so long, but it did happen. Don't give up hope. Yeah, that's always hard when you're trying to have a conversation with someone who's single and doesn't want to be single, and you feel like you're always spitting off cliches, you know what I mean? Like, everything
it's
I feel like
true.
I say is a cliche, and then I'm like, should I say nothing? I know,
because when I was in that situation, somebody would say, like, oh, you will, like, you know, it'll happen when you least expect it, or something like that, and you're like,
cliche.
Oh my God. How can you say that to me? But it's funny because it's true.
But it's true. I know.
Or another one. Okay, I get that. Working from home can actually be tough because you feel like your day is never over.
Exactly. Okay. So those are good. So those are good examples of how to extend that feeling of empathy and give a little more information because you've been in that situation.
Exactly. So now we're going to put them all together.
Okay.
In one big role play.
Let's do it. My favorite part. Okay. So what are we doing here, Michelle? What's going on?
Okay. Well, we're talking about our friend who just moved overseas and is having a tough time.
Okay. All right. So, hey, have you talked to Tara?
Yeah, she's pretty upset.
I know. I can identify with her. I mean, it's hard to live in a new place. When I lived in Japan, it was really tough at first.
Yeah, I hear you. I had trouble at first when I lived in London. It's hard to meet new people. It can get lonely.
How did you meet people in London?
Well, I was a student, so I made friends through school. I remember going out and feeling lost, though.
Yeah, I can relate to you. It's not easy. At least you knew the language.
That's true. I traveled around a lot, though, so I had a lot of different experiences.
I get that. I traveled around, too, and even though I loved it, at times it was hard to get used to. I'll give Tara a call later.
Okay.
I think Tara will appreciate hearing from us.
Tara is lucky to have us as such good friends.
Definitely. You know?
she's a nice girl. Okay.
All right. What do we say here in this role play then?
All right. So you said, I can identify with her. I mean, it's hard to live in a new place, blah, blah, blah. And you talked about your experience. So you really shared yourself here, even though we're not talking to her, right? Yeah. It still shows like, it's almost like we're trying to discuss how we can help her, like, and explain, okay, well, we kind of understand the situation, right?
Yeah, totally. And then you said, yeah, I hear you. And I think I hear you is a little more casual in my mind.
Yes.
So that's just kind of the difference, guys, between I identify with you and I hear you. Just a little more casual, but totally legitimate. Great one to use.
Yeah, definitely. And then you said, yeah, I can relate to you. And then you said, it's not easy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I said, I get that. I traveled around too. And even though I loved it, and then I continued. Yeah, these are good examples of how these would be used. So such a good skill, Michelle, here.
Yeah. Oh, expressing this is so key to, you know, having that bond with someone, connecting with someone, especially when they're going through something that's difficult.
Yeah.
I think it's really nice to be able to show like it's almost you're being vulnerable too. You're sharing with them something that was difficult for you too. And so it might make them feel like then they can share more with you and continue the conversation.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I remember my first week in Japan was pretty rough. I mean, it's when you fly across the world and you move into an apartment, a tiny apartment, and you don't know where you are. You don't know the sounds outside your apartment at night. I had the train like rumbling by my apartment. Everything was just so visceral and so foreign to me. And it took me some time to get used to it and to settle in.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, wow.
What
about? I mean, when I've lived abroad, it does take some time to adjust and, you know, but then eventually it becomes like home and then you never want to leave.
That's true.
but first you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's just, I know that feeling of homesickness and just being like, oh my God, like, it's like this feeling in the pit of your stomach, right? Ugh, it's terrible.
Oh my God. For me, I felt it the worst when my parents came out to visit in Japan and then they left. And then I felt like extreme homesickness. It was really hard actually. But in the end, I think it's good for us to do these things, move abroad, live abroad. It just strengthens the character, gives you a lot of stories too.
Yeah, I think it's been like, to me, having done it, I think it's like one of the most valuable experiences I've ever had.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So guys, when it comes to empathy, just take that extra step to build that connection, right? So we don't make connections by staying bland and by staying basic with our language. We make connections by taking a little bit of a risk, maybe sharing a tiny story and showing the person why you empathize with them.
Right. Yeah. So if appropriate, definitely share that with them, right? People appreciate you sharing your experience when, you know, they can maybe learn from you, right? Because you can say, oh, I can identify with you. This happened to me or this is happening to me. And then they feel like they can go further. They can share more. They can be more comfortable. So I think it's very important.
Definitely. And it's a good episode today. I'm glad we went into this. We like to talk about empathy, but hey, we do. It's the skill of the future.
That's right.
All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. And guys, remember, you can get the transcripts in two places now, inside the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, or you can always get them by email at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And we are out of here for today.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye, Michelle. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.